let the children come. Don't dare drive them away. And then the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Welcome to Children's Bible Journey, with stories and songs just for kids. We have a dramatized Bible story coming up, but let's get today's program started by singing praises to our awesome God.
Some way to praise the Lord. We'll do some more singing in a few minutes. Now let's get back to our continuing Bible story from the Bible in Living Sound.
Turning to Paul, Governor Felix beckoned him to answer for himself.
His Excellency the Governor, for as much as you have been judge over this nation for many years and understand the laws and customs of the Israelites, I do the more cheerfully defend myself. As you may know, it was no more than 12 days ago that I went to Jerusalem to worship. I did not argue with anyone in the temple. I was conversing with the priest when they took me. Neither did they find me stirring up the people, either in the temple or anywhere in the city. Nor can they give you any proof of the accusations they bring against me. I admit one thing to you. I worship the God of our ancestors in a way that they say is false. But this is a personal matter, surely not a legal one.
The laws of Moses state that...
Let him finish.
Like all good Israelites, I believe in the things written in the law of Moses and the books of the prophets. I have the same hope that these themselves hold, that all men, both good and bad, will be raised from the dead. And so I do my best always to have a clear conscience before God and man.
Your Excellency, the prisoner is stating...
If there is another interruption, I shall close the case. Is that understood?
Yes, Your Excellency.
Continue.
After being away from Jerusalem for several years, I went there with a large sum of money donated by churches elsewhere for the poor and needy of Jerusalem. It was while I was in the temple purifying myself that some Israelites from the province of Asia saw me. There was no crowd with me and no disorder. Those Israelites from Asia should come before you and make their accusations, if they have anything against me. Or let these men from Jerusalem tell what crime they found me guilty of when I stood before the Sanhedrin, except for the one thing I called out when I was being tried. I said, I am being judged by you today for believing that the dead will be raised to life. The chief captain...
You have said enough. I understand fully why you are here before me, more so than anyone thinks. I will decide your case when the chief captain, Lysias, arrives from Jerusalem. Centurion, you will keep Paul a prisoner, but let him have a certain amount of liberty, and do not forbid any of his friends or acquaintances to see him or minister to his needs. Scribe, dismiss the court.
Court is adjourned.
See, Your Highness, Paul is very intelligent and a good speaker. He sways and convinces multitudes.
I thought surely Felix would let us take Paul back to be tried by the Sanhedrin.
Felix is crafty. He may be cruel and unscrupulous and a despot, but he is not ignorant. He knows exactly why you want to try Paul in the Sanhedrin. And being aware that Paul is a Roman citizen, Felix does not dare let you have him and try him and kill him. Are you now ready to give up?
Give up? Not until Paul lies in his grave, and all Israelites who oppose our religious laws will either swear allegiance to our interpretation of Scripture or be killed as blasphemers.
Well, let's go back to Jerusalem and think up some other scheme.
You are most definitely... a good cook, my dear Drusilla.
You know very well, my flattering husband, that I do not cook, good or bad. But you're in a good humor, and I like that. Must be the trial of Paul went well.
Oh, I didn't render a decision. I'm waiting until I get more details from Lysias in Jerusalem.
What do you personally think?
I think those temple rulers and priests think I'm an idiot.
I could have told them that you're not. What did they do?
Well, they tried to get me to release the prisoner to them.
Why didn't you, and be rid of the whole matter?
He's a Roman citizen by birth, and he'd be dead before they got 2 miles out of town. And then I'd be in trouble with the emperor.
What did the temple authorities accuse the prisoner of, anyway?
Oh, nothing, as far as I could find out. They seemed to agree on one thing. Paul publicly spoke of believing that the dead, both good and bad, shall be resurrected.
The members of the Sanhedrin don't agree on that doctrine. Well, some of them believe in a resurrection, and some don't believe there are angels or that the dead shall live again.
I know that.
Well, what's it all about, anyway? Surely the chief priest of the temple must realize that a Roman governor is not going to condemn an Israelite for something that the Sanhedrin can't even agree on.
I'll tell you what it's all about. They are jealous of Paul, angry at him, want him dead simply because he refuses to bow to their wishes.
He sounds interesting. Huh? I like independent men.
Well, I'm independent.
I love you.
You love men.
I'm going in a corner and pout.
Oh, well, you are only 20 years old, and already you've been married twice.
His Majesty King Azizus was an idiot. And I couldn't stay married to an idiot, could I?
I'm stuffed. As I said, you're a good cook.
Felix, dear, someday I'd like to talk to Paul, you and I together, and find out what he really is like and what he believes. And there's something about him that makes people either love or hate him. I want to find out what it is.
Now, you just say when, so shall it be, my young and pretty wife.
We'll continue the Bible story tomorrow. And if you would like to add these stories to listen to at home, you can call the Bible in Living Sound at 1-800-634-3600.
1-800-634-0234. That's 1-800-634-0234. Now here's some more music before we have to say goodbye.
Hey little dove, so brown and gray, you make such a sad, sad sound. But you won't be a mourning dove that day when the Lord of the earth comes down. And hey willow tree with the falling leaves that flow like tears to the ground. There won't be a weeping on that day when the Lord of the earth comes down. You'll be a laughing willow and a dancing dove.
Breathe. 62, 63.
What are you doing, Sam?
64, 65. I'm counting my steps. 66, 67, 68.
Why?
Because to be totally healthy, you need to take at least 10,000 steps a day. I'm keeping track. 72, 73, 74.
How many so far today?
4,878, 79.
I'm glad you're trying to be healthy.
You can help me count. My tongue gets tired.
I heard that walking keeps your blood moving, brings fresh oxygen to your brain so you can think better, and makes your bones strong. How are your bones?
Hard as steel.
It's also good for your heart. How's your heart feel?
Tired.
Maybe we should rest.
Good idea.
So why all this sudden interest in health?
Well, my dad said that his doctor told him that if he doesn't exercise more, he could have a heart attack. The doctor told him to start walking 10,000 steps a day, so I told dad if he'd walk, I'd walk.
You're a very supportive son.
I try.
You know, there is an easy way of keeping track of your walking.
There is?
Sure, just walk an hour a day. That's what I read in school. Just walk briskly for 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the afternoon, and then 30 minutes after supper. That way you don't have to count.
Hey, that is easier. Let's try it. Do you have a watch?
No. Don't you?
91, 92, 93.
Maybe we should walk to the store. I think they're having a sale on watches.
97.
God has given us everything we need to be healthy inside and out. During Creation Week, He established a health plan for every creature on earth. To learn more about healthy living and about the God who created us all, go to kidsbibleinfo.com. That's kidsbibleinfo.com. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
Raise your joys and triumphs high. boys and girls. This is Ms. Kathy. I'm so happy you've joined me today for another story just for you. Chapter 3, Trapped. Grandpa, Grandpa, Willie shouted. His stomach felt like it had one of the rocks inside it. He shivered. Reaching over, he touched Grandpa's shoulder. Grandpa didn't move. Grandpa, he yelled again. This time he shook Grandpa's shoulder. Grandpa blinked his eyes, then lifted his head and stared at Willie. He blinked again and sat up straight. Oh, Willie, he finally said as he really woke up. Are you okay? Are you hurt anywhere? Willie moved his arms and felt along his legs. I'm dirty, but I think I'm okay. How about you? When you didn't move, I thought something awful had happened to you. I was scared, Grandpa. Well, boy, Grandpa said, I'd say the Lord watched out for us. That was a bad rock slide up there. Where are we, anyway? Looks like we're in the middle of a forest. We came down a long way, Willie said. We must be near that little river we saw. Hear it? It doesn't sound so little from down here. What do we do now? Bow your head, Willie, Grandpa said. The first thing we're going to do is give thanks to God that we're still alive. Dear Lord, Grandpa prayed, thank you for saving our lives. Thank you for keeping the car upright. Please, Lord, help us to stay calm now. We're in a pretty touchy spot, but we know you are here with us. Please, Lord, make somebody miss us soon and guide them to this place. Amen. Grandpa, it's going to be dark soon, Willie said nervously, brushing the rocks and dirt off himself. How's God going to get us home tonight? I don't want to stay here. Well, Willie, Grandpa paused a minute to toss several rocks through the broken window beside him, I suspect we'll be here for a while yet. Why don't we tip our seats back a ways and sing a few songs and watch for the first stars? Then maybe we'll take a little nap. I'm pretty sore and tired. Not long after the first stars came out, Willie fell soundly asleep. He woke up with a start when a squirrel scampered across the hood of the old car. The squirrel's little claws clattered on the metal. The sky was bright, and birds were busy. They didn't even seem to notice the black car perched on the side of the tree. Hey, Grandpa, Willie said in surprise. We've been here all night. Mom and Dad must really be worried about us. And I'm starving. Willie, Grandpa began, you and I and the Lord have some problems to face. You see, Willie, we'll have to wait to be found. I didn't mention it last night, but one of those big boulders must have smashed into my side of the car. My foot's caught. It doesn't feel like it's hurt much, but I can't get it loose. Besides, I wouldn't want to leave you here alone, and I'm sure I couldn't carry you back up that steep hill to the road. Willie hardly knew what to say. He didn't really want to stay in the car alone, but how else could they get help? I'd be okay, Grandpa. Are you sure you can't get your foot loose? Grandpa shook his head. I tried for a good long while before you woke up. I'm sure. We're here to stay until help arrives. Now, how about breakfast? Willie wondered if his grandpa was thinking right. Breakfast? That's what they're having at home now. Grandpa smiled. Then let's have some, too. Remember that box of graham crackers we put in the back seat? I think I can reach it. How about graham crackers for breakfast? It was Willie's turn to smile. That would be great, and we have the apples we didn't eat at lunch yesterday. He reached down for the crumpled bag on the floor near his feet and dumped the two apples on the seat beside him. And we still have water in our bottles. Why, boy, Grandpa said, we'll have a breakfast fit for a king. While they ate, Willie thought to himself, if only I had two good legs, I could go up to the road and get help. But I'd never get anywhere in my chair. What's the matter? Grandpa asked. Why so quiet all of a sudden? Just thinking, Willie answered, his voice getting higher as he spoke. I wish I could go for a help, Grandpa. I can't do anything but just sit here. What's your memory verse for this week? Grandpa asked abruptly. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them, Psalm 34:7, Willie recited. After a small hesitation, he realized what Grandpa was getting at. Oh, yeah, the angels are here, aren't they? Well, this looks like a pretty good place to do some angel camping to me. Grandpa smiled as he looked out at the dark green trees and the yellow wildflowers. He eased himself into a more comfortable position. Willie noticed that Grandpa was holding his left arm carefully with his right hand. What's the matter with your arm? He asked. Does it hurt? Yes, it hurts a little, Grandpa replied. I think it may be broken. For a second, Grandpa's eyes showed a lot of pain and sadness. Then he turned back to Willie and smiled a little smile. You're a smart boy, he said. You can see the fix we're in. But Jesus knows where we are and what we can do to help ourselves. Our part's to figure out what we can do. We'll leave him to bring help. But what will we do? Willie asked as he munched on another graham cracker. I can't walk, and your foot is stuck, so what can we do? Well, the first thing you can do is to take it easy on those crackers, Grandpa said with a grin. We might want to eat again today. Willie grinned back and closed the box. Then he took a drink from his water bottle. I guess I shouldn't drink very much water either. I know what let's do. Let's say all the Bible verses we can remember. We'll take turns and see who can keep going the longest. Are you thinking, Grandpa asked, giving him a playful poke, that maybe those angels who are camping around us will be impressed and deliver us? Willie grinned again. The Lord is my shepherd, he began. I will not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. For a long time they recited verses, searching their memories for more. For he shall give his angels charge over you, Grandpa quoted, to keep you in all your ways. Grandpa, shouted Willie suddenly, I've got it. Grandpa was puzzled. Got what? I know what to do to help us. Willie bounced in his seat. Jesus must have put the idea into my mind. What are you talking about? Grandpa asked. Willie smiled. You'll see, he said, opening the glove compartment. As he pulled out the papers and maps, he said, Now if I can just find what I need.
The story you have heard today is a chapter of The Shoebox Kids, Book 8, The Rock Slide Rescue, written by Sandy Zaug, edited and created by Jerry D. Thomas, and used with permission from the Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you're interested in any other books published by the Seventh-day Adventist Church, please visit AdventistBookCenter.com or call 1-800-765-6955.
This podcast is a production of the Carolina Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Let the children come. Don't dare drive them away. And then the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Children's Bible Journey was brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio and is a production of Life Talk Radio at lifetalk.net.